Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
In the sense that a lot of the small town and rural people are now highly sophisticated in how they get their information. And there are zillions of new websites now, all trying to advance their sort of conservative to right-wing radical cause. And a lot of times we're not playing on the same field. And
Bill Clinton, they're saying that, you know, something the Democrats need to understand is rural voters are now incredibly sophisticated in how they get their information from far right wing websites. Is that really what happened in this last election? Let's talk to our friend Tyrus.
My most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, and his book, which would make a wonderful Christmas gift this holiday season. Enough said. You can get right now. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's a little easier to do the job now, even though the news continues to keep coming out of a fire hose, essentially. But there's a lot of post-mortem that's being done for the Democrat Party at this point in time. And I haven't seen a whole lot of, there are some Democrats, some people on the left out there who are getting it right. But other ones just seem to be swinging and missing on what happened in this election. I'm wondering what advice you'd have for the Democrat Party on how to maybe not lose so poorly in 2 years right now.
Well, they didn't. First of all, you have to run an honest campaign, which they did not do. And that's not a, apparently that's more the progressive way. They, we saw, they lied to us about President Biden's health. There's not a, this, the whole notion that they're saying we lost because of message. And that's the problem. They're not even in defeat, they're still willing to double down and be like, we're not the problem. The American people are the problem. She didn't get the message out. There wasn't enough time. Trump promised, you know, them things that she didn't do. And that's not what it was at all. You decided to have an unfit man sit at the House in the chair of the presidency while you guys ran your little programs and put in your DEI stuff. And you did all the stuff in the face of the American people, just like Bud Light did, is these CFOs and these people who are completely out of touch with reality and their own little virtue signaling thing, and they're like, oh, I put this person unqualified. That was a complete rejection from the American people. So they don't get it. They don't want to get it. You'd have to look in the mirror. You'd have to be honest that you ran a campaign, one of the most racist, anti-human campaigns of all time. When you look at referring to somebody as Hitler, referring to people that support him as Nazis, a black man who supports him isn't a black man. And then at the end, they said, oh, it turns out, you know what? It's not just that white people are racist and bad. Turns out Hispanic men and black men are too. So they've learned nothing. They're trying to find a way to make themselves the victims. You know, I'm waiting for the Russian collusion stuff to start up again. They saw the will of the people. They've lost all three of the major sets of government, and you would think that would be, you know, for the next 100 days when he's sworn in, that those 100 days they'd be working with him and showing the American people that they get it, but they're not. They're going to go out of their way to same. They're going to do the same formula because they're in too deep, and it's unfortunate. So you always want to have two sides, two options, three. You would even be better with just no third parties ever to get it off the ground, it seems like. But hopefully with this administration, I think they're going to do make a lot of campaign promises while they have the House and Senate. But I think the Democrats and progressives are going to try to wait it out and cause as many problems and roadblocks as they possibly can.
Well, you know, I think the Democrats, over the course of time, they'll be able to reconcile some of the things that happened leading up to 2024. But Donald Trump, he made it clear, which is the opposite of what Kamala did in her campaign. Donald Trump made it very clear on the different things that he wanted to do. He didn't really parse words or anything. He said what he wanted to do, and now he's putting people in, nominating people who are going to be able to carry out those things that he said he wanted to do. What is your advice to those Republicans who find themselves really with a great opportunity in front of them to actually deliver on promises they made during the campaign?
Well, here's the thing. You've got about 90 days from the time he's sworn in to get things done, to get things going. And we also understand that the draining of the swamp is not just the left. We have Republicans who are in office just to get reelected, just to keep the ball moving. They like money from the lobbyists just as much as the Democrats do. They like the money on these committees to do a bunch of nothing. It's so let's not kid ourselves. We're going to see probably Republicans trying to see what's in it for them to play along, and that's where the American. Now, since we've made politics like sports, mm-hmm. Now we need to look at the individual senators and congressmen and keep stats. Campaign promises, what was delivered, are they using their vote to try to get their buddies' jobs, or they're trying to get other things put on the bill? Like, that's the stuff the American people we need to look at, to Bill Clinton's point, to where now we have technology and smart. We need to put stats on these people in office, and if you have the House, the Senate, and you cannot get the promises done to the American people, then we need to look at corruption on the right as well.
Yeah.
Because this should be a no-brainer. Everything that he got the majority, he got the popular vote, the electoral landslide, I don't need to remind you who called it.
He did. Yes, he did.
But he got those things. Those are a strong, clear message from the people, and they should be bending over backwards to help him. This isn't like she got the pot. This isn't the Hillary situation where she got the popular vote and he didn't, you know, and it was, oh, could there be this and that? This was clear, concise. It was over by, I said 10 o'clock. In truth, it was 9 o'clock. Just the networks didn't have the guts to call it. So there should be no issues. So it's interesting to see. We should be taking notes, remembering the names of the people who are suddenly not with the program. So to speak.
Yeah.
He has a right to run his agenda. If his agenda doesn't work, that's why in 4 years, well, he'll be done. But that's who his predecessor, whomever's coming in, well, that's going to hurt them. And that will give the Democrats, in their mind, another shot. So maybe they're just going to disrupt, wait it out, and try to get scandals and other stuff going. Instead of actually governing. And that's the problem we have right now in this country.
Yeah, and a fair media and a fair press focusing squarely on what matters to the American people.
Just
and not
do
the
your job.
Yes. What do you make of the Mika Joe visit to Mar-a-Lago, the possible sale of MSNBC? Like, there could be a pretty dramatic shakeup in the landscape for cable news, but also news across the board, the traditional ways people get their information.
I think the institution news is fine. It's the imposters who've been sitting on news channels need to go. If anyone ever wants to talk about integrity, Joe and Micah, whatever the hell, that has to be one of the lowest forms of just human behavior I've ever seen on the grandest scale. Like, you literally called him stupid, dumb, misogynistic, convicted felon, this, that, Hitler, Nazis. Joe Biden was so smart and quick. He's the best Biden ever. They sat on there and they called Trump this and that. and then, oh, we lost. Oh, you know what? We're going to go because we had some minor differences. No, you went all in because you were looking for book deals and appointments and all this stuff with Kamala, and then paid endorsements. And they were part of the DNC. They were part of the progressive movement because they saw opportunity, and they didn't want equality. They wanted advantage. And they had it for a little while. They were able to cancel any person who spoke out against them. You know, people who were anti, didn't want to do the vaccine. They said that they were the problem. They were terrorists. They were this. So that, their whole thing, this is literally like a campaign of hate. And then when it's over, they want no cash bail on accountability. So they're just going to show up to his, I have a position in mind. I don't need to get paid for it so I can keep my other jobs. I think I'm the president and I will just be his director of BS and overall effery.
I appreciate your candor.
Yes, effery. But I think you understand the word I'm using there.
Yeah.
And then when they come to see him, I will be the greeter to inform them that he will not be seeing you today.
Yeah.
But he said he came. He didn't keep his word. He was dishonest, much like you have been for the last 10 years. So I guess it's just on me. It's laughable, you know, but this, again, because I've sat in the room with the president and had conversations with him, this is who he is. I think sometimes he says it's just, he has that it's just business mentality. And if it's good for the country, he will work with you. Every person that he's appointed at one time has been opposition.
I think including maybe his vice president
of Elon.
Yeah.
But he was, he's willing to work with anybody. So they thought they could take advantage of that. They thought, you know, and I, honestly, nobody can trust neither side. They should invest in wind because they go with whichever way the wind blows. Bandwagon is an understatement. And they're just, it's shameful, but you know, not surprised. It's more important to be on TV and spout off at the mouth and make money and tell people lies and carry them as truth is more important to them than integrity. To apologize to the American people for being a part of a campaign of hate, to call somebody Hitler, that's not something you come back from. I equated it with calling somebody, would be like calling me the N-bomb. You're not going to be able to come back from that ever.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of like, I don't have to fist fight. I just won't have anything to do with you.
Yes.
You know, and there's been far less of things said about me. And there's people who have said things about me, you know, at wherever I'm at. And when I find out about it, I'm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm very direct. Like, listen, I won't work with you.
Yeah, it's the proper reaction. It's the proper reaction to cut off and to move forward in those situations. And it just seems like the last 10 to 15 years, there's been a lot of being offended over being offended instead of people just making decisions and rearranging their life accordingly. And this election really reflects kind of what you're saying here. Like, enough of that. Let's get back to the adults.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear the news commentator's personal opinion. I am an entertainer and a comedian. And a common sense, you know, lately I've been told I'm a scholar, but whatever. What's it, philanthropist or whatever the hell? I don't know. I wear a lot of hats. Irregardless, I stand by what I say. I'm not a journalist. If I say something and research it and go through and I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to come out and say I'm wrong. If I supported President Trump after my interviews, and let's say during the interview, everything that I was told about him was true. Okay, from the left. After that interview, I would have been like, man, I just sat down with this individual, and there's no way in hell I'm voting for him. I would have no problem saying that I was wrong, just like I told him that I was wrong, because I had let some of the media where I'd say, like, well, you don't want to put up with his tweets, and you don't want to put up with this, his deeds, without actually ever really knowing the man, which is difficult because not all of us are going to get that opportunity. But if you do get that opportunity and you do sit down with somebody and you see who they are then you have it's your right to tell the truth. You know, it's like they know that just the fact that he would see them again tells you about who he is. And the fact that they were we would be like, America would be proud of them. Like, oh, we had a meeting with, and we have some subtle differences.
Yeah. Like, he the understanding of who Hitler is.
That we would be in cages. Biracial people would be thrown out of the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff that they were saying, our democracy would be over. It would be the last time we have an election. There would be a dictator on day one. And all these things. There are people that believe them, that trust them. Yeah. And they just bailed on them after convincing them that if they didn't do something, you see the videos of these people who are scared and stuff, that is their responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they created that. They manifested it, and then they tried to make money
off
of it.
And a lot of their fans should sue them. People should sue the networks. You knowing and willfully, and it's not misinformation, flat out lied and ruined people's names, and anyone who supported him and went on that network was ridiculed. A woman was denied a job because of how she votes. Like, this is the stuff that they pulled, and everyone, like, and they're telling us the reason why they lost is because they didn't have enough billboards up. You know, the reason why they lost is because they couldn't book Def Leppard for the inauguration. Like,
that's not laughable. Yeah,
that's not it. And you know what? That doesn't mean the pressure's off the Republican Party. You have to deliver to the American people, or we might be seeing an independent rise up in the next election where they're like, both sides have had it, neither one of us delivered, and it's time for something new.
That's right.
I strongly feel that way. But the Democratic Party, as we know it, I don't think will be the same until they have overall change. And I don't see anyone, except for like men like Harold J. Ford and things like that, that you can sit down and have a conversation with. And there needs to be, those are the people that needs to be moved to the Mnuchins, they need to be moved to the front of the line to where they can get back to being the left and not the extreme stuff and not the gender ID politics and DIE hiring anybody you want to that makes you feel good while it hurts the American people. I mean, that's just, it's insanity. So,
well, Tyrus, you always bring common sense to it. It's usually much more simple than a lot of people want to make it in this industry, and you always bring it down to the basics, which people appreciate about you so much. So we're looking forward to having you back again soon. We'll be here next week celebrating Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, Pie Day, everything. We appreciate you.
All that. Yeah, calorie day.
Calorie day, yes, exactly. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, Tyrus. He's a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick, and his book is out, Nuff Said, the follow-up to Just Tyrus. Go check it out. We're going to take a quick break, real quick break here, and Tammy Bruce is going to join us when we come back. I love talking to Tammy. She's so fiery. She was kind of the motivation of, like, stay the course. That's what she would say, stay the course going into this election. And have we talked to Tammy since the election?
No.
No, we haven't? Okay. So let's take a little victory lap with Tammy Bruce, but ask her what's next for the Republicans. I'm very curious of what Tammy wants to see Republicans do with the power entrusted in them by the electorate. Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce next on The Annie Fry Show.
Met this girl late last year. She said, don't you worry if I disappear.
The president thinks that the Senate is supposed to be a rubber stamp for him. The reason America is strong and great and has been so for 2.5 centuries is because we have those three co-equal branches. And nobody is right all the time. And so you need those senators who have that 6-year cushion that we're talking about to be above the fray and to put the country first. And so far, we've seen very little evidence that the Republican Party is going to say, we don't care if Donald Trump has his feelings hurt. We don't want the Department of Justice run by a Fruit Loop Looney Tune dude. Like, at some point, you got to hear some Republicans actually say that there is a standard that they want this president to meet. Until that happens, you have to assume they're going to roll over for him like they rolled over on so many other things.
Well, Van Jones is making a lot of requirements for the Republican House, the Republican Senate, and the Republican president that America just said, hey, we want you guys to have a shot at this. There's a lot of expectations, of course, coming from the left. And I guess for the country, we're fortunate that they can just come from pundits on the left who don't really have the levers of power in this upcoming new form of government that we will see starting in January. Let's get with our friend Tammy Bruce, Fox News contributor. She is a best-selling author. Her book out right now, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. Tammy, you are of the most confident and encouraging leading up to the election, and we're so grateful to have you back on the show after the election to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, last time we talked, it was coming up, and I knew the country was not ambivalent. I knew they weren't confused, and so someone was going to do well, and it wasn't going to be Kamala Harris.
Yeah. We would say in here, like, there's no way that this campaign can materialize into a presidency, but there was just something in the back of America's mind going, I got to hold my breath.
But here's what we've also seen with the as the vote has continued. I've seen one report where her popular vote is now the third largest or the fourth largest, you know, in the modern era, that it is giant. And that's what concerns me. So you hear some people say, well, woke is dead and it's all dead. And, you know, no, it's not. If you've got over 70 million people voting for Kamala Harris, it is a worrisome framework about certainly the establishment machine, but about the power of media, what fear can do, which is what prompted the book, right? You get people who just stop thinking and go into fight or flight mode and don't ask questions. So the good news is that more people voted for Donald Trump and swept the swing states, swept the blue wall, in those kinds of things that count. But it does matter, you know, this number. And in the meantime, of course, as all of us have been saying, is that the campaign, you know, that was hard work. They did a great job. But we've really been working toward this point, Annie, for a decade, if not longer, when we realized with the first election of Trump was kind of our first warning from the Hill saying, we don't like what's happening. Hmm. And it wasn't taken seriously. They were exposed for being the beasts that they are, the establishment. And now here we are again, and the work is just beginning.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of with that thought, Tammy Bruce, when you're talking about the work beginning, we do see way inexplainable how many people did still support Kamala Harris across the country. But for Donald Trump to overcome the accusations, the allegations, the legal challenges, the bullets that he had to overcome to get to this point where he is now president-elect Donald Trump, what did people choose to vote for that he needs to make sure he delivers on?
You know, it is just I've spent the last few weeks just kind of stunned still, even though, you know, being in it every day and knowing it's just such a confluence of events that were perfect, the perfect storm. But part of it was not just because of the assassination attempt, not just because of certain, you know, unplanned dynamics that occurred. what he did constantly was talk about the specifics of policy. And he had his first term as an example that, you know, the first term, it was kind of a wing and a prayer that this guy would do what he was said he could do. Now we knew he had that. So he had that in his back pocket. But he also brought up new ideas. And what I hear all the time from people, and I've just moved, so I'm in this new place, and there's workers that come in, and an exterminator, and some handymen. And the thing they always ask when this comes up, and I'm in an area where it does, I'm not in New York City any longer, is when will the tax thing happen? And that's the phrase, the tax thing. The no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime. And one of the guys, one of the technicians for the exterminator, said, I worked overtime once for a big job, and it was $2,000 worth. I got in my check $900. And then, you know, so I explained, I said, look, this is about federal taxes, right? You're still dealing with state and city taxes. But when but that's what they wanted to know. They should. So taxes, no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, no taxes on the Social Security. Those are the things that the working man and woman remember. It's very specific. It can happen in a very specific way. That has to occur. Yeah. Plus, of course, he can chew gum and walk at the same time. The border, the damn freaking border has got to be stopped. It's like you've got a patient bleeding out in the emergency room. You close up that wound. And that, because it's, once again, we're in the emergency room. So you close up that wound, and then you begin to think about treatment. The deportations, Americans are even more for that now than they were when he first mentioned it. It was always the majority around the country. So actions that can be taken immediately on day one that are with his primary promises that connected him with the daily lives of the American people. The problem is, I would say we should expect a recession or even stagflation next year. We are finding new reports from Congress that there is a cooking of the books, which shouldn't surprise us when it comes to interest rates and all of that. Just like this 12,000 jobs created in the last report was shocking, and it proved that the previous job reports were a little wonky.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to have a difficult year economically, but the right team is in office, and Trump needs to act on the immediate things that will directly affect people, like the tax promises, the border, and physical things that we can see are occurring.
Yes, absolutely. Best-selling author, her book Fear Itself is out right now. We're speaking with Tammy Bruce, who's also a Fox News contributor. You know, you talked about being in New York and wherever you've moved to right now. I know you've been around the country. I work in St. Louis, which is a blue city in a very red state, but I live in Illinois, in southern Illinois, which is a red area of a blue state. Lord knows how Chicago attracts those Democratic policies. You're seeing across the country, though, even the bluest of blue places still manage to inch towards Donald Trump or an alternative to what they had been experiencing before. And I'm wondering if you think that delivering on no tax on tips, these types of policies, is what might make that hold and stick and maybe even see progress in the next cycle.
Well, you know, I'm hoping there's also a lot of people you see on social media who are, you know, moving into like a deep depression. They've been told it's Hitler and Mussolini and it's the end of democracy. And that is like a mental illness that has been provoked by the constant psychological badgering of people by the left and by the Democratic Party. And none of it was true, right? And this is like Mika and Joe go to, you know, go to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Hitler Mussolini man.
That's wild.
And everyone's like shocked. Well, you know, it's because it's been a lie. It's fake. It's performance. So I'm very happy to realize that these people who are sitting back thinking everything's going to hell, when they start seeing their lives getting better, now they might resent having been wrong and been lied to, but their people, thank goodness, are going to find that they were lied to, and that's better than, you know, Trump being Hitler. I mean, it's just, so, you know, for those who are been independent or were brought on because of Bobby Kennedy's endorsement, or young people because of Elon. You know, these are people, especially like Elon and Vivek, who, when it comes to business, just like with Trump, they know that time is of the essence. You don't get an idea in business and think it's going to be on a 10-year timeline. You must get things done quickly. That's how Elon has accomplished everything he has. So people are going to see this. Once you unlock the freaking door to get out of the establishment that is in freaking cement and dying, once you say enough is enough, you're going to see these new, broader ideas. I've heard from a couple liberal friends who, you know, because they're Democrats, they vote for Kamala. And then they all said, you know, I'm upset that she didn't win, but I'm very excited about what the next year is going to look like. Because as people know that it's not the end of the world, and they're kind of, so they satisfied their family or their community, as everybody, because your community, and then they know, though, that they're going to, frankly, be saved by the people that actually won. And I think this is the way to do it. It's an easy way to move into the fact that life changes, and that sometimes you've got to do the right thing, and that's maybe party politics is a thing of the past.
Yeah, it's so interesting, especially the way you put it, and you've literally written the book on it in Fear Itself. But I think it's very important for us as, you know, family members and friends and coworkers with people who are distraught right now to separate the fear mongers from the fearful, and to make sure that the fearful, they're going to have to come to terms with the fact that it's not as scary as they thought it was going to be. That doesn't mean they're going to change policy on everything, but the fearful among us, we need to be ready to embrace them if they even raise an eyebrow towards what the fear mongers have been selling them for so long.
Well, and it, yes, and that's part of, look, we don't know now with the news from Comcast, which owns NBC, we don't know if they're even going to have MSNBC to watch soon, because that's going to be sold off along with CNBC. I prefer, of course, Fox Business. But, you know, as if media chooses to continue to lie, even as of late, as late as last Saturday after the election, Clyburn from South Carolina was saying to somebody on TV that Trump is still Hitler and Mussolini, and Mika and Joe couldn't explain why they would go visit Hitler. But there's got to be an admission that this has been performance, and that, and not that they'll do it, but as long as Americans who are very upset right now see the genuine nature of the choices Trump is making and how their lives improve, you might, you know, family members have to think about embracing people. But I think ultimately we shouldn't have to look to someone else for our ability to recognize the reality of a situation. But if we have, we know after COVID, we had a huge mental health crisis in this country. I think that Kennedy is going to have a tremendous impact on the issue of physical and mental health in addressing issues like drugs, right? The overprescription of drugs, the issue of psychotropics, perhaps, things added into food, ending, and they've got to have a conversation about ending commercials for pharmaceutical prescriptions.
Yes.
That we've got to stop being manipulated by the pharma companies to ask for a drug. And that's only started in 1997. That is not something we've ever done. And that changed. And that means people go in like the doctor is like the CVS saying, I want X drug. And that the ads, something as simple as the ads for drugs have got to stop. I mean,
and the incentivization of the doctors to prescribe said drugs.
Yes, exactly. So this is where you just get this, you know, this vicious circle of the medicating of the people of this country and the overdiagnosing of people. And then we do have some genuine, and then we have to recognize that what these elections have done with these false claims of the end of the world, and I talk a bit about it in the book, is that you are kind of, you're creating this mental health crisis specifically so that people won't ask you questions and will do as they're told. How is that not domestic violence? How is that not, psychological terrorism?
Yeah.
And so we all deserve better. There's so many layers to this. But what Trump is doing is the beginning of making a difference. And remember, Annie, of course, we've only really got 2 years.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. We got the midterms. And then who knows what's going to happen in 28. But we've got to make things happen in a dramatic way that keeps the people that voted for Trump with him.
Yeah. We were saying earlier, I was born in 1984, so I'm 40 years old. I think that the first 6 months of Donald Trump's second term might be the most transformative period of government in my lifetime. I didn't live through the Jimmy Carter things or a lot of Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden comparisons. And I understand and respect all of those. But people who are my age, who are in their 40s now, we've got mortgages, growing kids and all that, are seeing things and reacting to things that they haven't lived through before. And watching Donald Trump make good on these promises, to me, has a great, we have a great opportunity in front of us to show what the Republican Party can really be about. And it's many of those things you just described.
Yes, and remember, the first things that Biden did with that flurry of executive orders was about reversing all of Donald Trump's border wall issues. And that was never discussed during the campaign. I mean, they always complained about the wall, but never discussed was the specifics, just like with Kamala, of policy. So nobody had any idea that that was going to be the first things he did as the major policy move that changed the country on that day into the dumpster fire we've turned into. There was no discussion about that. What people are going to find is that everything Trump said, and it was plenty, is what you're going to see. So you might be surprised by technique or by strategy, but he won a sweeping mandate being blunt about everything imaginable: tariffs, deportation, the economy, regulations, energy, Israel, right, the border in general, the taxing, every single thing. You're going to see him act on, and you're not going to have some surprise secret agenda that is going to show up, because he talked about everything. And Biden, Harris, and Harris-Waltz, when people won't say what they're going to do, they know you won't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
You run for the hills. Yes. And we did. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. God bless America. Tammy, God bless you. Thank you for being with us today. Lots to discuss, of course, and I always look forward to having you back again soon.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, dear.
Take care.
Talk
bye-bye. Tammy Bruce, Fox News contributor, Association of Mature American Citizens columnist, bestselling author, and her latest book, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. The thing I appreciate the most about Tammy Bruce is her approach to the topic of politics and everything that's going on in our news cycle right now. It gets before the persuasion out there of the pundits or the candidates or the electeds that are out there. And it talks about where people are. It talks about how people consume this and how they process it. And then, of course, how those emotions are manipulated against us in order to try to pull something out of you, namely a vote. Fear Itself. Go check it out by Tammy Bruce. Quick break. I think you're going to want to stick around. Probably going to give away some tickets here pretty soon, so don't go away. We're going to follow up on Ryan Wiggins' Wiggins America segment, because you guys have so much to say about bidets. Yes, stay tuned for that. Coming up next on The Annie Fry Show. She told me I was never looking for a friend. Maybe you could swing by my room around 10. Baby, bring the lemon and a bottle of gin. We'll be in between the sheets till the late.
This is The Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on X at Annie Fry Show. Stop the run.
Do you know how much the YouTube live chat was trying to get me to ask Tyrus about bidets?
No, were they?
Yeah.
Good for them.
They were bullying me.
No, this is not what bullying is.
It's easy for you to say. They weren't doing it to you.
That's right. I am on the outside looking in, and I am actually on their side in this one.
I don't want to ask Tyrus about bidets.
Well, if it came up. You know? They were just encouraging you, like, if the conversation were to go there or you were to direct it there, you could be like, what? You ever used a bidet?
I think I know what the Friday poll is going to be.
You ever used a bidet?
Not if you've used it. Would you like it? Or no?
Would you like it?
You like it?
What's the right way to ask that question? Like, would I want to know if people would prefer to have one in their house.
To swing on a star. Would you like to use a bidet? Would you like to get squirted? No, don't do that one. I was getting texts, too, during that segment.
I got emails.
Yeah, you got random emails. I got texts from friends.
We do good work on this show. Don't make this the thing that you react to.
Yes, no, this is what you should remember from the Annie Fry show.
We're going to put some comments up here on the screen, and Ryan, you're going to read them out loud. Go for it.
Hang on. Hey, kids, this is from Russell. Let's go into the bathroom and see what Santa got us for Christmas. Sorry, no toys this year.
Do you think your kids would, do they know what bidets are?
Well, once they saw that thing squirt, they would be sticking their face in it. Oh. Jackie says, bidet greater than sign Biden.
Although you didn't really separate them.
Nope. Bobo says, all right, I thought I was fancy with my soft closed lids. Ryan's almost convinced me to put a bidet on my list.
You going to tell that to Big Bidet?
Nah, Big
Get
Bidet.
A sponsorship?
Big Bidet doesn't need me to tell them. They know what they've got.
Let me ask you this. Can a bidet be too big?
Can a bidet be too big?
I don't, you're I the expert. I don't even know how
it's a pretty standard size toilet.
Just saying. The bigger the better is usually what they say. Size matter? No?
I don't think we're in an era, even with the way modern obesity trends are moving, where people get giant toilets.
This is RFK Jr.'s first order of business. Smaller butts.
Yeah, instead of emailing us about bidets, which is fine, by the way, if you're bullying Annie, you can keep doing that. But if you are going to email us, why don't you just CC RFK on it?
Go on. Next
Department week. Of Health and Human Services. Todd says, come to Todd's Budget Bidet Wash. Get that junk out of your trunk first cheap. LOL. That sounds even grosser than the segment that I did.
Let's see here. Yeah, go on.
G-Wib says he just likes saying butt day. I didn't say butt day. I said bidet. It's French.
Next.
Doug says, Mr. Wiggins, why would I want a bidet? To quote the Lion King, I hate danglins. What? What is that quote? I've seen that movie enough that I don't remember I hate danglins. So seriously, before we move on, is I hate danglins a quote from the Lion King?
I don't know. Sounds like something Pumbaa would say.
Terminate the Constitution.
Which is such a name. Says, we're going to start calling him TTC.
Yeah, TTC says, I just read excessive bidet use can lead to incontinence? Question mark. They should have warning labels.
Are there any risks to using a bidet?
According to Big Bidet, no.
Okay, I see.
Scooter says, if you sit on the bidet within 20 minutes of eating, is your risk of drowning greater, less, or the same? Again, some of these questions, I don't think you're taking what I had to say seriously.
You did this.
David said, man, there are a lot of comments.
I know.
I was getting texts, too. David says, regarding Ryan's bidet. Now, this is very intellectual. Ryan's bidet. I'm listening on delay, so I apologize. Delay bidet. So I apologize for the late comment. When he mentioned the automatic lid, the image flashed in my mind of Ross on Friends getting his spray tan, constantly facing the wrong direction when the system fires. And then I imagined Ryan trying to deal with his bidet timing.
Yeah, he'd be the one to have
Thank you, David.
With it.
A text from my friend said, once you've used a bidet, you'll really feel poor every time you don't. And I said, ha ha. He said, my buddy Mike has one. I said, you like going to his house too? He said, I do. Remember how we talked about how you'd show it off to your friends?
No, you said you would do that.
We
didn't do anything.
Everybody agreed.
Mm. All right.
Are there any more?
Not that we need to read. Is there anything else that you have to say about it?
Yes. And what I would like to say is the conversation about bidets is just getting started, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Lord have mercy. No, 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 no.
Stick around for the holiday season.
The whole season.
Oh, yeah. And then once we get it, well into January.
Reports?
Yeah. Audio.
Lord have mercy. Maybe on Wiggins Not America video. On Saturdays. Annie, are you okay with this? No, but Trish will be in the next hour. Don't go away.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.